to my godson. You were just learning language when I first babysat you. I put you to bed. You said, through stumbling words mixed with babble, that you couldn't sleep. That there were monsters in your closet who were gonna swallow you whole the moment you closed your eyes. I smiled. It's an offer I can't refuse. So I ran into the kitchen, put a colander helmet on my head, grabbed a wooden spoon sword and fought them off into the halls, making clinking noises on all the walls. Making a mess of demon blood on hardwood floor. Making bold statements in Pulp Fiction tone. Stand down, devil! Your time has come! And when I heard you softly breathing, I was gonna put the colander in the sink and see if you were dreaming, but I had to see what I looked like in the mirror. So I did. And in that moment, I took a deep breath. I didn't get to have much of a childhood. There were too many goodbyes, too many rainy days watching gray clouds pour their hearts out over caskets. I grew up so fast. So sometimes I idealize what might have been if I hadn't, and it gets expressed in ways that grown-ups don't understand, and I call them grown-ups, which isn't attractive to grown-up women. It's not a quality they yearn for. See, I hope when he grows older, he doesn't want to be an adult because adults are stupid. Single-minded, so unwilling to move forward from where they settle in, and so full of shit, cause they still throw temper tantrums, they just call them lawsuits, foreclosure notices, debt collections, repossessions, divorce settlements. I don't want to be an adult. They just ruin lives. They just break hearts. What I want to be when I grow up is a fiscally responsible child who doesn't grow old so much as he gathers wrinkles like trading cards of memories. Of every time he smiled, of every time he cried, and of all the late nights he spent staying up way past his bedtime, fighting off monsters with spoon swords and colander helmets on. I exhaled and opened your door to see if you're dreaming. It's all I could have asked for. I love you.